Cheshire or something like that.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. How about that? I just want to mention, so yesterday we started to talk about the Sunday Yisrael issue, which I understand that you didn't all have, you have in my comments, so hopefully you have a chance now before you a little bit, maybe later to go through. I just want to clarify, the Sunday Yisrael issue is supposed to, it's a call and so on, is an enormous subject. It's, you know, we could spend several weeks just going through that particular sugya with all its permutations, the sugya Bumbas and other places. That's not my intention. I really wanted just to give it over to a number of people asking for shadows and kashas and shown, and it's good. It's an important sugya, but I want to try and trying to give you more of a general overview. So again, we concluded based on the sugyas of Chulin, four different ways to learn a machlokas, a rabasha, chel, v'chol, but the robe comes out that we generally assume ein isur chal isur. Right, the one something is usher, it can't become more usher. However, we had several exceptions. Just go over this idea. So one exception is if the two isurim land with asachas, the two isurim arrive at the same time. So one example we gave of that, according to one opinion, that if you were to rip off a limb from an animal, hence rendering the animal a trefa, and eat that, that's also eivum lechayim, that's also trefa. So that's not enis or chal, so that'll be chal because of the asachas. Both isurim arrive at the same time. Or a person marries, the Ish of Ashes, off, my brother gets married, so now the woman that he marries is both an Ashes Ish and an Ashes Och, right? So the two Isurim, Ashes Och and Ashes, arrive at the same time. So in that case, you'll get, whatever the owner is, you'll get the Machlus twice, because those are two, we don't say Ein Isur Chal Isur, because they arrive about Zaman. So that was one exception. The second exception to the rule was the notion of Isur Mosiv, which we gave the three different examples for. One Isser Mosif is when the second Isser adds, in terms of the Tosefis Anashim, right? There's an addition of people, a new class of people to whom the new Isser applies. The old Isser applied only to one class of people, and then now the Isser extended applies to more people. So that was the example we gave about the woman who started off as an Almana. Well, she didn't start off as an Almana, she became an Almana, right? As an Almana, she's a Surah to a Kohen Gadol, but at that point she'd be Muteris to a Kohen Hedger, right? And certainly with Teres to Yisrael. Then she was this Garsha from another man, so now she becomes a Gusha, so now that's called an Isser Mosif, because now her status is not only a Surah to a Kohen Gadol, it's also a Surah to a Kohen Hedger. And later she becomes a Zona, so that's a class of a classification which applies even to Yisrael. So that's a type of Isser Mosif, but we would not apply the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser, because each new Isser is more encompassing in terms of to whom the Isser applies. That's one. That's another type of Isur, but one type of Isur Mosif. Another type of Isur Mosif is where there is something new. It's not a matter of extending to other people, okay? But there's something new to the same person, but within that particular Isur. The example we gave, that's what we're going to talk about right today. The Fenech Sugya, have Chelev, an animal which is Isur, and then you're Makdish the animal. Right, so now, on top of the Isur Chelev, there's also an Isur Hektish. Isur Hektish is a broader Isur, because Isur Hektish, first of all, primarily brings with it an Isur Hanoah as well. Like an Isur Chelev, there's no Isur Hanoah in the Chelev. But now, if I'm Makdish the animal, this very piece of Chelev is now also a Isur Hanoah, which it wasn't before. So that's an Isur Mosif. That's an example of an Isur Mosif. But most of it affects a new Isur. And the third type of Isur Mosif we mentioned is Isur Mosif in terms of Smat. Person took a shua not to eat something today, then took a shua not to eat this type of food for a month or a year or 10 years or whatever. So those are different categories of Isur Mosif. So Isur Mosif is an exception to the rule of Ein Isur Chal Isur. So we have two exceptions, Bas Achas, when the two Isur arrive together. Then there's Isur Mosif. And the third exception is called Isur Kolo. And Isur Kolo is when you have an Isur, which the word Kolo means to be, it's more inclusive. And something else happened, which includes the old Isser also. There's no new Isser in terms of, not like there's new Isser on Noah, but it's, or there's no Isser, no new Isser on the Chefza, okay? But there's a broader Isser that includes the old Isser. So that was the example we gave. You have Gidah Noshe, talked about the Gemara, Gidah Noshe, on a Nevela, okay? So the Isser, Gidah Noshe, is an Isser on just this part of the meat, the hindquarters of the meat. Nevela, the whole piece of meat is osir. So it's not a new Isser, it's still an Isser Achila, it's not a different Isser. It doesn't apply to any more people, and it didn't arrive by Sachas either, right? But it's a different cat. That's called an Isser Kolo because the gid is also, the piece of meat, the hind quarter is also a Isser because of the veil. Right? But the Isser veil encompasses more than the hind quarter. Another example I just mentioned, you know, according to many halakhics, and again, in the Yom, if I eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur, right? If I eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur, so that's an Isser Kolo because in general, I'm not eating non-kosher food today either, even though it's not Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat any food, right? So included in the any food you're not allowed to eat, on Yom Kippur is non-kosher food. So that's what's called Isser Kol. It includes the old Isser, but it's broader than the old Isser. So these are all examples of Isser Kol. So those are exceptions to the rule regarding Ein Isser Chal Isser. We had the opinion of the Gemara, we got to end it off with, the opinion of Yosef Glili. Yosef Glili argues, that with regard, it seems to argue with regards to Isser Kol. Okay, there are different opinions exactly, you know, what his sheet is. That's the sugi in Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. Okay, Rav Yosef Glili holds that there's no Isser Chal Isser even by Isser Kolel. Okay, unless, well, he mentioned the second Isser, the way Tosafot learns, is more chomer. The second Isser has a stringency. Rashi learns that the stringency is that it's Asur B'Hanah, and then that's called Isser Mosa. Isser Hanah is an Isser Mosa. Okay, Tosafot seems to learn. And those there cool Daf Kuf Aleph seems to learn that Rashi learns that adding on Isser Hanah is considered Isser Mosin, and therefore we don't apply the rule of Isser Chal Isser. Tosus is not as convinced. Tosus is there in Kulin Kuf Aleph of an Aleph Dibur Masim Isser. Tosus says that the Kavona is that it's a Chumra, that the case is you have a Chalev, let's say, for Isser Chalev, and now the animal is a Karban Ola or it's a Shorah Niskal or something. Where there's a broader Isser Hanah, so I said, good, there's an example of Isser Hanah, which is now added on to Isser Achila, Chela called Isser Achila, so that's an Isser Mosif. Tosus says, at least according to that Shita, that it's not an Isser Mosif, it's just an Isser it's an Isser in the Chumrah status of it, and so on. So that's a Rashi. I mentioned many Rishon Ramban, and the Rav also learned that it's an Isser Mosif. Tosus says, no, I mentioned the very end, the Tosus HaRosh. You have it in the sheets, I forgot already. Yeah, the Tosus HaRosh, right, 26 in the sheets. Okay, the Ramban and the Ranak, recorded in 21 and 22, Ramban, no one chul and kuf alav on alav. The Ramban is on that alav, the Ramban Tana, the Ran is at the beginning of the sugya, Paytas and Beis, the Ramban said, well, also Yisrael Kosh, if anyone doesn't have the sheets, there's some piles falling around there, so it's a whole bunch of them. So, anyway, you can take a look. The Tosus HaRosh, Tosus HaRosh, I really should have printed it right into 23 of my era. But the Tosus HaRosh, you know, basically posits that the fact that the Isser Hanah, that's not called Isser Mosif because that's not enough for the Isser. You need also has to apply to other people. And that's in one sheet, which again explains that sheet I don't want to go into. But take a look, what's important now for us is the Mishnah. If you have it in front of you, 24 in the sources, Mishnah, Krisus, Dagim, Gimel, Beit. I really want to speak more about the status of Isser Hanah, because that's what relates to us in terms of Mos Mechol. Let's remember, our starting point here, I want to just give you that background of Isser Mosif, which is very much nogeya to what's in our sin in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have Mos Mechol, okay, is there an issue of what happens if I have a case not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch? I have trade a kosher meat, but it was nevela, perfectly kosher, it was a kosher animal, kosher meat, but the kosher meat now, the kosher species, I mean, but the meat is not kosher because it wasn't shechted properly, so it's Pesach Nevela. And I mix that with milk. That's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The case of Pesach Tumea is in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's non-kosher animal. That we saw. That we saw is also Achilah. It's a Mutab HaNoah. What's the status? So we saw the other day that Machlokes is posted on the page. Okay, but I want to get into what the issue is. But take a look. There's a Mishnah increases Yud Gimel Beis. Yesh Ochel Achilah Achas Shechayavon Oleh Arbo Chatos Oshemeh. The person can do one act of eating, and he can be chayav five different karbonos, four karbon chatzis, and one karbon usher. Tomei ishachal chayle v'ayanosom in udashim b'yom kippur. This guy has hit the jackpot, right? He did all the, you know. And sometimes I remember we were I'm gonna say bored, but we were in yeshiva. The diversions. We tried to come up with these cases. You know, what's the maximum number? Somebody remember from Makkos? You have a guy yesh chor to tell him after. Remember that case of Makkos? Guy plows one field. He broke, you know, 7 divisions, 8 to 10 divisions. So you can have fun with this. But anyway, the Mishnah says, the guy, Ochal Achila Acha, so the person's tummy, and he ate Chalev, and it was part of a carbon that was no sir, and you know, it was from Rav Doshim, it was from carbon out of his line in Kippur, and Rebbe Omer, Yemaya Shabbos, so it's not only that, but he carried it on Shabbos somewhere, right? And so the question, why not apply the Kippur? I don't go into that now. Chayav, Amar Lo Eidam Hashem, that doesn't count, that's not the Achilah, carrying a separate thing. That's a sugya in Chulin, and what emerges from that sugya, one of the things is mentioned over there is Minam Ukdashim. Okay, Minam Ukdashim. And the idea that it's part of Hekdash. So, what does that add or contribute to the equation? Why is that a separate situation? So, the answer is because Rashi says, well, Ashram, that requires Ashram Me'ilah. Me'ilah is when you're Nen and Hekdash. Okay, the one Ashram is when you're Moab Hekdash, that's considered a person's Nenem in Hekdash, right? You get Hanoah from Hekdash. So that's an Isser Hanoah. So it sounds from this Mishnah very much that what? That Isser Hanoah is considered to be Chal, right? The fact that it's also in a Mokdashim, you're Chayav the Ashram Asher Me'ilah, right, which is an Isser Hanoah, aside from whatever else he did, he was Nenem in a Hekdash. So that sounds like from this Mishnah that Hanoah is enough to count as a separate Isser, and therefore that would qualify as an Isser Mosif. And the question, of course, is what impact, if any, does that have? What impact, if any, does that have on our shadow about Basim Cholok? When we know that if you have a non-kosher animal, so that's kosher, kosher animal that's an Avela, kosher animal that's an Avela, so an Isser Achila, now I mix it with milk. What happened? The bus called Basim Hanoah. So what happened? That's going to play with this. So that's the idea of this mission increases. Let's take a look. The Rambam is Perek Yud Dalid, Hilchos Macholas Asuras Halacha Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Okay, Perek Yud Dalid, Hilchos Macholas Asuras Halacha Yud Ches and Yud Tes. The Rambam writes the following: Kvar Biarnu She'ein Yisur Chal Yisur. We saw that yesterday in Hilchos Yisribiyah. Right, so the Rambam here, Hilchos Yisribiyah comes before, Hilchos Machalos Asuras. The Rambam reviews here, right? In Kvar B'Yarna, I already explained, She'en Yisrachal Yisra Elim Hayushnei Yisrub Boin Ka'achas, Osho Yisrimosiv, Osho Yisrkol, Lefri, except, good. Leficha, therefore, and I was referring to this mission increases, Yesh Ochal Kazayas Echad, the loka of Olam Chamesh Malkios, okay, you get five times Malkios, the mission increases to the carbon, the Rambam is talking about the Malkios. So obviously you have to have Asura, that's not our issue now. Ketza, Kegon Tomei Sha'achal Kazayas Chalev, Shenos Haman and Kedosh Mam and Kippurim, Loka Mishum Ochal Chalev, Mishum Ochal Nosar, Mishum Ochal Beyon Kippurim, Mishum Tomei Sha'achal Kodesh, Mishum Nenem and Hekta Shemoah. So Rambam Kedar Kabak Kodesh explains everything very clearly again. You want to review it, take a look, Rambam Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Ches, Hilchos Machalos Asuras. Then he goes on, Halachas Yud, Halacha Yud Ches, and he asks, V'lama Chal Kan Yisr Al Yisr? How come, what happened to the rule of Ein Yisr Chal Yisr? Why does this, why do you pile on? Okay, you have a pile on all these different Yisrim. V'lama Chal Kan Yisr Al Yisr? She'behem Azu Hoya Chal Ba'asr Ba'chilu Mutu Ba'ano. The Chel Ba'asr Ba'chilu Mutu Ba'ano. Hikdisha, once you makdish it, Nesar Chal Ba'anoya. Tosha, no sabo isur hano, no sabo isur kachin. So now, if I die, I'll tell them what to look at all of us, we'll have you. Now I said, no sir, we tosha, no sabo isur hano, and that's what I have you. Ochla, I said, I have mutta rebosa, behem rebosa, bechola. Nitma, and that's what I'm sorry, no sabo isur hachela. Why am I kippurim? It's kola, 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 ochla. Tosha, nes, I'm kola, no sabo isur hachela, and then I'm kola, and then I'm kola, again, you have time to look it over, spells it out, how come each one is chal on the other. What emerges for our purposes here pretty clearly is also that that the Isra Achila, that the Chelev is also Achila, is Mutar Bahano, but once you mount the ship, now it becomes Nesar Bahano as well, and therefore the Rambam here seems pretty clear that Isra Hano is considered Isra Mosif. In other words, a new Isra that the Rambam says, is getting out the extra Malkus here. So clearly, Isra Hano is considered Isra Mosif. The problem is, that back in Paratess, that's the Rambam here in Parak Yud Dalet. But if you look back in Parak Tes, the Rambam regards the Basim Cholok doesn't say, that seems not to say that. The Rambam in Parak Tes, Halacha Vav. Rambam back in Parak Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam here writes, in the middle of the Rambam, Aval Hamavasho, Psar Meso, O Chelev, Ukayot, Psar Nevela, O Chelev,
Ukiyotze b'chalav, local b'shua, you get matzah official, but ve'eino local achiloso b'shua b'chalav, b'chalav, she'ein a'isser b'chalav b'chalav chal, al'isser nevelo iser chalav, she'ein kan lo iser kol, lo iser mosel, lo iser basachas. The Rambam in Perek Tes seems to learn that the addition of the iser anah, which comes along with b'chalav b'chalav, does not generate a separate chiyuv for eating. It's an a local chilos mishum bas mechalav. I'm a pastor, so you take kosher meat, which was simply dyed, or nevela, or whatever, or chalev, a kosher animal, and so on, and you mix it with milk. So you local bishul, the actual bishul, that's nisul bas bashul, nimachalim, no, bishul bas mechalav. But in terms of achila, you don't get any additional malchus. Eino local al chilos mishum bas mechalav. Why? Because it's neither is a kol nor is a moser, nor is a moser, nor is a basach. So it would seem offhand to be a stira in the two places in the Rambam. There's a perek Yudalid. The Rambam says the iser, extra iser hanor, which comes because of kochin, because of hektish, is enough to qualify it as an iser mosif, and therefore what? You get extra malchus, you get another set of malchus. Whereas here, the guard to bas mecholah, the increase. Iser Hanah does not result in extra malchus, and that's the problem which people deal with. So the Lechem Mishnah here on the spot, Perek Tes Halacha Vav, deals with this. Okay, so Lechem Mishnah asks, why is there this distinction? Okay, there's a question. So again, the Vashel Mevelo Chelav and Milk. Okay, should be Iser Hanah because most of it is Achila. Okay, now the Lechem Mishnah does mention that according to Tosus. According to Tosus, not a kasha, because Tosus held this Rambam in Perek Tes, where it seemed to be Tosus. That what? That Iser Hano is not Iser Mosif. It's a chumra, whatever he called it, but it's not Iser Mosif, right? In other words, the Lechem Mishnah points out that according to the Tosus, not a kasha. But as he demonstrates, the Rambam himself doesn't seem to hold that way, because again, you saw in Perek Yudalev, the Rambam says Iser Hano is considered Iser Mosif. So basically, all the early Achronim will deal with this question. We have the Lechem Mishnah here in Perek Tes Halach Avav. There's a Mishnah HaMelech in Perek Hei of Hilchos HaSodah HaTorah Halach HaChez. We referred to that Mishnah HaMelech, Kopanah Mishnah HaMelech earlier in the year when we're defining the Mosul Chalav and so on. And there's also Tshuva from the Radvaz, Simon Elef Tuf Reish Ches. Okay, that's Tshuva number 1,628. Chalak Hei, Simon Reish Hamei, Chalak Chelek Hei of the Chuvas HaRabbah is called Shalos Chuvas Lilashonos HaRambam. Let's put that in the parentheses. The fifth Chelek of the Chuvas HaRabbah are all Shalos that people ask him to explain things in the Rambam. The Chuvas HaRabbah, the Rabbah wrote many, many thousands of Chuvas. So I think originally there were 6 or 7, now there are more that they found to Sayyad and so on. But the fifth Chelek is all things that people ask him to explain things in the Rambam. So it's called. That volume was called Lishonos HaRambam. So most editions of the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, they tell you what tshuva it is overall, not from the beginning, what tshuva it is in that particular volume. That's why sometimes it's confusing, because sometimes you see a reference to the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, it will say Simon whatever. And you look, you don't find it. So sometimes you have to start again with the. But usually they print it. Anyway, so the Lechem Mishnah here, the Mishnah HaMelech, the Mishnah of the Torah, Rabbaz, each one, in their own language, would say more or less a similar thing. We'll start with the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah says that basically the difference is that when it comes to Bosu B'cholo, there is no Mefurish Pasuk that says that this is Iser Hanah. Again, we're trying to understand why, when it came to the case of Hektish, right, the Rambam paskins that Iser Hanah is considered Iser Mosif. And therefore, the issue of an Iser Chal Iser is not applicable. Whereas when it comes to Bosu B'cholav and Perek Tes, the Rambam says the Iser Hanah is not enough to generate an extra set of malchus. So Lechem Mishnah says, one answer he gives is because there is no Mefurish Iser. It's not said anywhere in the Torah there's Iser Hanah from Bosu B'cholav. Right? That doesn't specify. Okay, we learn from the fact that it says Lo Sulasha Gadi 3 times and so on and so forth. But, and here's again something we discussed at the beginning of the year, I tried to show you that everything we learned at the Yisod, this comes back now, Allah HaMaisi. He says, therefore, the Lechem Mishnah. That's why the Rambam holds there is no Malkus on Hanoah from Bosu B'cholav. You don't get Malkus from Hanoah from Bosu B'cholav. So in Mela, it's not going to be called an Iser Mosif. OK, okay, it's not going to be called an Issa Mosa because you don't get Hana, since there's no Mefurish or Pasuk that says it is Hana from Mosa Mechalos, you don't get Malkus. If that's the case, what he says is as follows. He says, Ein Achanami. If the guy will go ahead and cook this piece of chalav in Cholav, okay, he does violate an Isser, he is in violation, is an Issa Hana. He's in violation of getting Hana from Basa Mechalav. Okay, but that violation is not strong enough to qualify it as an Isser Mosif to also schlep along an additional Isser Achila. Again, this piece of chalav, so it has an Isser Achila on it already. Our question is, by mixing this piece of chalav with milk, does that also now pile on another Isser Achila, the two Isser Achilas? The Rambam says no, right? The Rambam's lesson is, V'eino lokeh alachilos mishum basa mechalav. You don't get an additional, you're still going to get malchus for eating chalav, or nevela, whatever it was. Okay, but you don't get an additional malchus for basa mechalav. Why not? Okay, so the Rambam says that because even though, says the Lech HaMishnah, the Lech HaMishnah explained it on his opinion, the Lech HaMishnah, I'm not sure he's saying it in the Rambam or not, but he's saying what he holds, I assume he's saying it in the Rambam. He says there is an Isra Hanaf, we eat chalav and cholav. Okay, but that does not generate an additional Isra Achila in terms of violating or demanding or mandating a separate set of malchus. Because in effect, the Isra, it's not a strong enough Isra to register as an Isra Mosif that will bring along an extra set of malchus for eating. No, there is a key point I'm trying to stress. According to Lech HaMishnah, there is an Isser to eat, Isser Hanah, on Chalav and Cholav, but that will not bring along as an Isser, won't qualify as an Isser Mosif, because since there is no, it's a lighter, I don't want to say the fun line, the lighter type of Isser, yeah.
So where do you get that?
So, okay, that Lech HaMishnah is saying that Isser Mosif only is when the that which is added to the Isser is itself strong enough to generate, and I think as far as like this, because what are we going to say? I think it's like this, I think the Mishnah Melech says a little more clearly, but I think it means that, what are we trying to say here? We're trying to say that because it's an Isser Mosif, we're going to give you more Malkus for Achila, right? I think of the Sora. We're going to give you more Malkus for Achila, an extra set of Malkus for Achila, because of Isser Mosif. Wait a minute, the Isser Mosif itself doesn't give you Malkus. How can what the Isser Mosif brings in, we want to say that the Isser Hanah is now bringing in an extra Isser for Achila. But that which is, conceptually, it's almost like dialogue in the deal of Skanadim, right? Kabachomer, what you bring in can't be more chomer than that which is bringing it in. I think that's what Lech HaMishnah, you follow? The Isser, we're trying to suggest that maybe the guy should get an extra set of malchus for eating basa mechalav, but he eats chalav and chalav. And the Rambam says no. Why not? So Lech HaMishnah, because although there is taken Isser Hanah, that Isser Hanah, because it doesn't bring along with it Malkus, the Rambam says, we know, well, I didn't say before, we discussed earlier in the year, right, that according to the Rambam, simply the Rambam, there's no Malkus for Isser Hanah. So if there's no Malkus on Isser Hanah, that Isser Hanah does not qualify, it's not strong enough to qualify as an Isser Mosif, which would bring in additional Malkus in Achila. That's a lot, you can argue, but that's, I think, the logical definition. Yeah.
So you do get Malkus for the Bishul.
Right, so I hope that. Maybe I'll come back to that, okay? But you could argue, just to answer your question, right, you could argue that the bishul is a separate act. You're not, when you do, I did bishul, now the eating and the hanah is the same. But it's a good question, hold the thought. Because I understand, I think that's the Lech HaMishnah story, is that it's a two-week, so to speak. It's an isser, okay? We don't want people doing it, obviously. But it cannot bring in, you know, something, it cannot bring in extra malchus, okay? But there is still an Isser. The Lech HaMishnah is saying that, let's clarify, there is still an Isser Hanah. It's just not strong enough to be an Isser Mosif that would bring in now Malkus for Achila as well. Okay, it's just not powerful enough. The Mishnah Melech has a similar type of biur. Okay, the Mishnah Melech actually brings the Mishnah Krisus. Okay, he quotes the Mishnah Krisus, which teaches us that even though usually ain't Isser Chal Isser, but in all these cases, you know, there is Isser Chal Isser, and all the cases are piled on, extra. Malkus because of Isser Mosif, and the Isser of Anor seems to be counted among them. All right, but he says the same thing. He says a little different because he says a little differently. He says, but the same general idea. he says, because it's not a separate. There is, he agrees, like the Lechem Mishnah, that there is Nisr Hana. Okay, there is an Nisr Hana. But because there's no Malkus, so it's not strong. I don't use the same terminology, but he stressed the fact that there's no Malkus. As opposed, let's say, he makes a distinction, in the case of Krisus, Hana from Hekdesh is Malkus. It's Isra Hana, if you violate, you're involved with Hekdesh, none of the Hekdesh is Malkus. So that is, therefore, that will qualify as an Isra Mosek, whereas this won't qualify. Okay? And the Rabbah is also in that Tshuva as well, again, mentions the Stira. And he also says the Rambam holds that there is an Isra Hana for sure. Okay? And there's definitely Chol and Chelav, but you don't get Malkus because you don't ever get Malkus for Isra Hana. So therefore, also again, the same thing, you can't bring it in. So the common denominator between, again, you look through it, you'll see each one explained in its own way, and it's clear. But the common denominator between the Lechem Mishnah, Mishmalach, and the Rabbis is the Rambam agrees fundamentally, okay, that there is an Isra Hana. You violate Isra Hana when you have Chelav together with milk, okay, which is what Rashi and those other Rishonim, the Ran and Ramban that we quoted yesterday, the earlier in the sheet, say also. They all seem to say that Isra Hana is, you know, it is in place. The Rashi seems to say it's even an Isra Mosif, and the Ramban and the Ran hold like that. Okay? But the Rambam fundamentally, according to the Lechem Mishnah and the Mishnah Malach and the Radbaz and the Tshuva, the Rambam fundamentally agrees, yes, there is an Isra Hana. Okay? And it is Chal. But it's not Chal enough to be an Isra Mosif, to also generate extra Malkus, a second set of Malkus for Achila. So basically they're splitting your hair, so to speak. They're splitting. Okay, but that's what comes out. Okay, according to these Rambam. Alright, everyone with me? Alright, so again, you are splitting hairs. You're saying, in effect, the Rambam is, if you want to have your cake and eat, you want to say, absolutely. If you eat Chayil and Cholah, you violate this or not. No question, because it's possible Cholah. So you're in violation of it. But it doesn't, it's not strong enough to bring in an extra set of malchus for achila, presumably because that act itself, the chelav chol of hanor, itself doesn't get malchus. Okay. Let's take a look now at the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah, number 31. This is the famous so-called Nekuda Nifla. Nekuda Nifla. Okay, the Rambam, it's kind of a few lines down. Where is it now? The Yesh. It's a lot. Here it is. Yeah. It's on the second page. The Rambam, not too many people, myself included, are that familiar with that many Rambams in the Perish HaMishnah increases. Okay, it's not something that people are familiar with offhand. But the Nekuda Nifla, you know, I think the Rambam uses similar expressions elsewhere in the mission, in the Perish HaMishnah also. Similar type of expression. But here it is, the famous V'yesh b'dvareinu eila Nekuda Nifla. Okay. And Norila, let's explain it, he says. He says, it's important to know if Isha Mashiach Mafteach Linam Acher no suffer Mashiach from the Yerbein Ta'ilim. He's on this, the Rambam is on this mission in Krisus. I should stress that, right? It's in Krisus, it's a Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, but it's this mission that we said, of Yud Gimel, in the pages of Gemara, but the Rambam has it in the Parish of Mishnah. So the Rambam says, Vahit, we know, Dua, Shabbosu B'chalav, Osu B'hanah. Okay? V'chelet, Derech Mashal, Chelet is Mutter B'hanah. V'bisha, again you need the vowels, V'bisha ha-chelev v'cholav, ma ta'am lo yochol iser bas v'cholav al iser chelev. What did Minevela? Why not? I mean, he wrote in the Mishnah Torah that it's not, but he's asking here, why not? Ma ta'am lo yochol iser bas v'cholav al iser chelev. What did Minevela? V'yosu iser mosif, k'mo shamar mekan, v'chelev ha-kotchim. Okay, but just like in the first part of the Rambam, I didn't go over it, but that was the Mishnah, right? The Rambam says that the Isser of the additional Isser of my Hekdesh, of Isser Hana, Moab Hekdesh, Isser Hana, does render it, you are Chiyamu Alachiyosu Mila Machmas and also Bo Isser Hana. Right? The Rambam asks the same Kasha. But Chulacha, Shabbos, look at the key line, but Chulacha, Shabbos of Bechola, Lo Nesar Bahano, Ela Machmas, Shaosar Hakos of Achilosu. Okay, the Rambam says, because how do we know altogether that Bas B'chol is also B'hana at all? Okay, it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, which is what the Lechem Mishnah said, but he goes in a different direction here. He says, Ela Machmas Sh'Osser HaKosav Achiloso L'fi HaKal Sh'B'yarm Sh'Kol Sh'Nesav Achila Nesav L'Yanos B'Va Achifun L'Cha HaKosav. Remember that Gemara we did, I think, the first day of Shir? okay, that Gemara Pesachim, that Chaf Aleph, that everything which is also b'chila is also b'hanah, unless, remember, unless the Torah specifies otherwise, right? You know, by Nevel, it says, lager asher, rule lager, right? Not allowed to eat it, but lager asher, you're allowed to sell it, b'chor anachi, what's the right, the whole what is it? Right? Okay, so there the Torah specifies you're allowed to get anah from it, but the Gemara Pesachim, the Chafalof posits the rule that what that anything which is osim achila is automatically osim hanah unless the Torah specifies otherwise. Since says the Rambam, memela since also eat possible chala also be and that's hanah gets slept along with it, right? The aim of pasuk ha'osar chiloso u pasuk ha'osar lernos bo. There's no pasuk that asks eating basmal and different pasuk that asks hanon. Ela shnei hagarm yachad hem iser bas mechol. The kevon shemarnu ein iser chal iser ulefichach lo yachol iser bas mechol iser nevela harelo yehi aser bahana ele mutu bahana ochol lokum shum nevela. The yarad iser bas mechol legamre lefichol chal. Now we're going to apply the regular rule ein iser chal iser. Okay, because since you don't have a specific pasuk that teaches Isra Hanor, the Isra Hanor says the Rambam here is only a byproduct, so to speak, of the Isra Achila, right? Because the Torah says whenever it's not in it, so incidentally that also means not like Hanor unless the Torah specifies otherwise, which it doesn't do. Okay, so therefore the Isra Basim Cholov disappears. All right, and therefore, a lokum shum nevela. You only get malchus for nevela or chelim, whatever it was that this piece of meat was. But yora is supposed to be called a gamrei if you shalom chal. Avahel malchum hakshos via don lechelim akachim ilomar shalos banah kider shalom akachim malchum eno chayv shalos b'chol adam malchum hakshos v'ena dogar kain. The guy, the difference between that and akachim el on own shalom that's supposed to be called zibahanah. Okay, that's different. This pasuk chalav. All right, well, let's hold up that in the Rambam for a second. What comes out of the Rambam, and this is a little different than the Lechem Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech and the Radbaz seem to work, because the Rambam seems to be saying here there is no Isra Hanah at all. The big difference, according to this Perish Mishnah, the Rambam is saying the Isra Hanah is never applicable here. Okay, not like the other Achonim wanted to say that, well, there is an Isser Hanah and Chayla B'chola, but it's not strong enough for one reason or another to bring along the Isser Moses that piles on an extra set of Malkus for Achila. That's not what the Rambam seems to be saying here. The Rambam seems to be saying here that you have Cholov and Chayla and Avela, whatever it is, there's no Isser Basu B'chola that is Chal and Chayla at all. Okay? It's not an Isser Moses. It's not an Isser Moses in terms of, because since there is no specific possible Isser Hanah, so it never qualifies as an Isser Moses. You follow? So all you're left with is the regular Chal of Ein Isser Chal Isser, which means Ein Isser Chal Isser seems to mean this is not Chal at all. The Isser Hanah is not Chal at all. Not that it's Chal, but it's not strong enough to bring in something extra. It's not Chal at all. You follow that? I think it's a simple reading of the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnah, is that there's no Isser Hanah at all. Okay? So therefore, it comes out that the Isra Achila, the Isra Hanah is considered one thing, since there's no pasuk for each one, it's all learned, it's all one thing. So therefore, there's nothing to, the Isra Hanah is never chal, and therefore, it's going to be a regular case of Isra Chal Isra. So what comes out, according to the Rambam, is the emphasis, so to speak, is that as opposed to when it comes to Kodshim, that the Isra Hanah is chal, okay, that's because the Isra Hanah and Kodshim is an independent thing. This Hanah from Kodshim, something that's dedicated to Hekdesh, has nothing to do with Isra Achila. I think I mentioned this once over here. If I dedicate a table to Hekdesh, so it's also Hanah. That's got nothing to do with Isra Achila. The Isra Hanah by Hekdesh is not a byproduct of Isra Achila. This Hanah from Hekdesh exists independently of anything to do with Achila. It applied to non-foods, right? I mean, you're not, and Mo Behekdesh is on non-foods also, table or chair, whatever else. So therefore, there, the Isra Hanah by Kodshim will be Chal. Right, Isra Hanah by Kodshim, since Isra Hanah is not a byproduct of Isra Achila, right? It's its own entity, so then Isra Hanah is Chal. But when it comes to Basu Chol, where Isra Hanah is only a byproduct of Isra Achila to begin with, okay? It's only also because of Isra Achila, so, and you have no pasuk, no specific limud, so then the Basu Chol, Isra Basu Chol, not Chal and Achila. There's no reason, it's a regular case. It's of Ein Isra Chal Isra. You have Ein Isra Achila of Basu Chol, Ein Isra Achila of Chila,
Ain't it's a chalisa, it's a achila.
I, hano, no. The hano is only a byproduct of achila. Again, you follow? According to the Rambam, the Parish HaMishnah, again, just to clarify, right? Have an isur, a piece of chela that's asur b'achila. Now you mix it with milk, so it's also asur across the chola. But that's a regular isur that's a regular case of ain't isur chal isur. We're not going to pile on isur b'asur chola to what's already asur. The piece of meat's already asur. With or without the milk, it's asur. But there's something new in the mix, isur hano. No, it's not, because isur hano is only a byproduct of isur achila. So this isur achila is not going to be chal. Because of ain't isur chal isur, so the byproduct isur hano also doesn't change the equation. That's what comes out from the Rambam. And again, that's different than kosher, because when it comes to hekdesh, it's totally different. So, because it's its own entity. In other words, according to the Rambam, if a person cooks chaylev and cholov, it's not also hano. It's going to be also a bishul. Rambam said that, but not like the lechem mishnah and the mishnah melech and the Rabbah said that fundamentally the Rambam agrees that there's an isra hano, but it's just not strong enough to generate also an extra malchus for achila. No, there's no isra hano at all. Mashal chaylev and cholov lo nesem hano at all. The isra b'asur cholov is simply not chal on this chaylev. It's simply not chal on this chaylev at all. All right, so it comes out, really, according to the Rambam, that there are really two categories of Isra Hano. Two categories of Isra Hano. There's Isra Hano, which comes on its own, like by Hekdesh, and there's Isra Hano, which comes as a byproduct of Isra Achila. Both things are Isra Hano, but there's two different types of Isra Hano. So the first type of Isra Hano, that'll be called an Isra Mosef. Right? That will be called an Isra Mosef, like in the case in the Mishnah Krisis, the extra fact that it's also Hano. Whereas that will qualify for Isra Mosef, but the Isra Achila comes, Isra Hano, because Isra Achila does not qualify for Isra Mosef.
I mean, because that Isra Hano is enforced by Me'ilah.
That's all it's on. The problem with the whole Rambam is, and again, you know, we'll sit at the Achronim deal with this, and again, each person is own way. So I have the place, you have the sheets of Achronim and of Salvation. They all say it in their own language, but I think it comes to the same basic point. The problem with the Rambam is one second. Is that true? Is that true that there's no separate pasuk for Isra Hano? I thought we learned Isra Hano because it says on Sevashim B'Chalav three times: one for Isra Bishul, one for Isra Achila, one for Isra Hano. Sounds, if you accept that limud, so Isra Hano is not a byproduct of Isra Achila. Yeah, if you accept the other limud, remember we had in the first week of Shir, six different ways, the Sugyan Chulin, how do you know that it's, you know, Abbas Mechal, right? Where did it come from? So we had all kinds of different limudim. At the time I mentioned there are nafkaminas. Well, here's a practical nafkamina. The Rambam is right. If the one of the six that you pick is that how do we know that it's Hano, Abbas Mechal, is because whenever you have Achila, so it's also Hano, unless Hachapir Lachar Kosov, based on Kwarab Sachem, okay. But if you hold the more standard reason, the more famous reason, the one that Ashi Chumash quotes, the one the Shulchan Aruch quotes, in the beginning of Simon Pei Zayin, namely, that says also Ashi Chumash three times, one for Yisra Bishul, one for Yisra Achila, one for Yisra Hano. So what's the Rambam talking about, that there's no separate limud or no separate pasuk for Yisra Hano? That's not true. Okay? That's not really true. All right? There is a separate pasuk, at least according to this answer. And the Isra Hano, according to this approach, is not learned from the Isra Achila. You have a pasuk lo sevasha gadi once teaches us an Isra Bishul, once it teaches the Isra Achila, the third time it teaches the Isra Hano. Not that the Isra Hano is a byproduct of the Isra Achila. And the Rambam is so by the way, the Prima Gadim in the Rosh Yosef, I mentioned the Rosh Yosef is his parish of Chulun, in the Rosh Yosef in Chulun, Kuf Gimel Beis, the Prima Gadim says, Take, he quotes the Nekuda Nifla, this Nekuda Nifla in the Rambam, and he points out that this Nekuda Nifla only works according to the Mandama, who says that the Isra Hano is learned from the pasuk Lo Sochal Kol Toiva, Kol Shetiavti Lecha. Again, we discussed it earlier, remember? All right, Kol Shetiavti Lecha, so it's Osir, and therefore it says Lo Sochal and Lo Sochal Kul Hano. Yeah, if you accept that limud, good. But, says the Prima Gadim, it points out in the Rosh Yosef, he says, but if you hold that Isra Hano is learned from one of the three times Lo Sochal Bechai Limo, so Taki, you don't have, this whole lundus in the realm of the parish mission. It doesn't work. So again, that's another nafkamina where you learn it out from. So, among the other achronim, I want to go through with you. Okay, if you look in the 33, the Plesi, I'm not going to read inside, but the Vienna's Abish and the Plesi, here in the Ardeus and Pei Zayin, supporting the Gimel. He quotes, again, hopefully I have time to go over it. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a nice long one. Okay, these sources. But anyway, the Plesi says that the Lashon of the Rambam, he's bothered by it, because it's true. He doesn't want to accept, like the Prima Gadim says, well, the whole Rambam, the Parish of Mishnah, only works, I'll leave it the one man domer. You know, and the one man domer is not the famous one, not the one that, you know, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, or that the Rashi Chumash quotes, right? The three limudim, the famous, the ones that are Mishmor, the fifth of the sixth, right? He's not so comfortable with that. So the place he says, the Lashon of the Rambam is Megumgum, okay? A little mixed up. He says it's interesting. It's time to see if I can find him the words. He's got the sheets. He quotes the whole thing. Find it. Oh, the whole page. Okay. We don't need the whole page, but can't find the words right now. He says the Lashon of Rambam. All right, we'll have to look through it now. I have it underlined in my Shulchan. Anyway, the place he says that, you know, one of the problems with the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah is that, you know, it was translated and retranslated, and sometimes things get lost in translation, or words get mixed up. You don't find it. He says, Loshon Rabbeinu Megumgum, Muatog, Loshon Meloshon. When you look through it, you'll find it. The Rambam says that the Rambam does not mean to say that there is no specific place.
Yeah, it's about on the first page.
On the first page.
Yeah, like 10 lines down.
Okay. Thank you very much. The first page, 7 lines at the bottom. The lachen on the ayin shom yirakei aloshem megungam. Heyoso muatok miloshem aloshem. It's not an interesting point, because in the Parish of Mishnah was originally in Arabic, so then it was translated. You know, and people point this out that the translation of the Rambam's works in Arabic, the Mishnah Torah, the Arachazok was originally in Hebrew, originally Hebrew. But other works of the Rambam, the Parish of Mishnah, and other works, the Parish HaMishnah, the Mona Ruchim, were written originally in Arabic and were translated. So the original translations were from the Ibn Tibbon family. People are familiar with this? Okay, translated a lot of the Rambam's works from Arabic into Hebrew. But in the Hakdamah to one, I don't remember where, he says he hopes he gets it right because he's not so familiar with Arabic as well as he should be, and sometimes there are nuances in language. Look, in translating anything, if you want to ever read something interesting about the dangers, quote unquote, of translating another language, find the Living Torah, the translation of Arya Kaplan. You know that, the edition of the Chumash? Arya Kaplan has an edition of the Chumash called the Living Torah. So he has a 2-page introduction, which is just very, very beautiful, very simple, and explains what the danger is of translating, because there are idiomatic expressions in any language which just don't translate. You have to figure out, you know, like he basically says, to translate literally can be a problem, and to add your own is blasphemy, right? You can't just add your own interpretation. That's so simple to translate. So just, you know, people point out, you know, Hashem Yishnu, he doesn't say this, but I'm just giving an example. Hashem Yishnu Chama, right? So you translate God as a man of war. Well, that borders on God as a man, the borders on fear, right? God is a man of war. A better translation would be God as a warrior, right? I mean, I'm just saying translating things literally, on the one hand, you want to translate things literally. On the one hand, it's dangerous to translate things literally. I remember once seeing a cartoon, there used to be a cartoon called Hager the Horrible. He was a Viking. Okay, whatever. So it was a cartoon in the newspaper. So he comes into conquering France, whatever, and he says to his assistant, you know, tell that French bartender that we want our drinks on the house. And the English expression on the house means for free, right? It's on the house. So the next panel, they're sitting up on the roof, and they get the bill for the drinks, right? So in France, the expression on the house doesn't mean what it means. So we translate something in a language with that idiom. I think Rabbi Kaplan gives the example of a guy saying, you know, he's got a frog in his throat. So we understand that means he's got a sore throat. But imagine translating that literally into a language which, you know, where that idiom doesn't exist. You say, oh, I got a frog in my throat. The guy looking at it, how'd that happen, right? So, you know, those are the dangers of translating. So things are translated in different, you know, in different ways. My brother was one of the people involved in the trailers, you know, the new trailers. So Shefter wears, others wear it. So he's one of the manufacturers. And he has a plant there. So he went through, when he was first going into this, he wrote a book about it, a very fascinating book, reads very nicely. So he said he went to Greece, you know, to try and find these snails, and some of them were the Gansa Maisa. But anyway, he found a place that had the snails, so he bought, you know, some kind of in a hardware store there in some little village in
coast of Greece, some little hammer, you know, and some other type of thing to extract something, a sharp thing to extract, you know, the gland where the trellis, the chelazin dye comes from, and so on and so forth. So he was obviously English speaking, but the guy, the Greek shopkeeper, didn't know much English. So he asked, you know, what you do, you know, an unusual group of things, three or four different tools, they were very unusual. He said, what you do? So he said to him, I die, D-Y-E, you know. And the guy looked at him, I guess he was trying to kill himself with this, you know. He said, he got scared, okay, you know, $10, goodbye, you know. But anyway, so language translating things don't always work. So it's interesting, Rav Kafach, Zichron Levracha, who lived in the 20th century, he was originally from Yemen, he retranslated, some of you know this, no? He retranslated many of the Rambams and others, the other works into from Hebrew into the great Taimani, great Yemenite Talmud Chacham, the great Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim, Yosef Kafach. So he retranslated Moreh Nebuchim and retranslated, reissued the Mishnah Torah also. That was a translation, although he checked manuscripts and so on, it's available in the yeshivas. But anyway, so Rav Kafach, I think, hints at the fact that most people assume that when Ibn Tibbon wrote, that he doesn't know Arabic that well, and he hopes the translation is good. Most people assume he was being modest, you know. But Rav Kafach said, no, he was telling the truth. didn't know the Arabic so well. Rav Kafach spoke Arabic, that's his language, you know. So he felt there's certain things that, you know, were mistranslated or misunderstood. Anyway, enough digression. Here, he hits at that point. He said, you know, the Rambam's work was translated, and then it said things get mixed up. So his basic is so. As you mentioned, Abishai says, the Rambam did not mean to say there is no special Isra, no pasuk for Isra, no. Okay, especially again, everyone knows the limud three times, Osav Asher Gadi and so on. So there is a special limud, which Radbaz also noted about in that true mentioned before. Rather, he said, the Rambam means is, it's not possible to say, not that there's no pasuk, but what it means is there is no separate Isra Hana from Isra Achila in the sense that you cannot have it, you cannot concoct a case in Bar Simchol that'll be Mutter Achila but Osav Hana. Right? The two Isurim are connected to each other. Good, it's learned from different pasuk. But the Isra Hana can't be Chal conceptually, not a pasuk. Okay? Because he's bothered by the same kasha, the pasuk. There is a pasuk. He says, I don't care about the pasuk. I'm talking about the Rama means conceptually. Conceptually, you can't have an Isra Hana without an Isra Achila. Okay? And therefore, if you have Isra B'chol, if you have Vasa B'chol, there's a Torah's Kavona, an Asra in Vasa B'chol, you're not allowed to have any type of Hana. Achila is one type of Hana from Vasa B'chol. It's the principal type of Hana from Vasa B'chol. But when the Torah says, let's remember, and again, we keep coming back to this point, the basar itself is mutter. You have a piece of meat which by itself is absolutely mutter. Now the Torah says, when you mix that piece of meat together with the milk, okay, so what results now? There's an Isra Achila, there's also an Isra Hana. But the two things go together. Masha'enu came, you have chelev, okay, but chelev is only an Isra Achila. And the Torah never connected that to basar b'chol. So therefore, that Isra Achila remains, and the Isra Hana is never going to be attached to it. What the Torah says, when it asr basar b'cholav, it asr basar b'cholav achila. It took something mutter and made it asr. When that happens, the result is both an Isra Achila and an Isra Hana. But chelav is not mutter to begin with. So therefore, the whole concept of basar b'cholav doesn't apply. Father Ben Asenavish Lumbus, he's saying that the Isser of Basar B'chalav is such that something which was previously mutter now becomes Osir by mixing it with milk, and the resulting Isser is both an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. Okay? However, when you have Basar Nevela or Basar Chelev or something like that, which already Osir B'Achila, so then the Torah never applied Basar, not that there's no separate Pasuk, but the Torah never applied Basar B'chalav, not Achila, not Hana to that. Because the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana, Basar B'cholav, was only applied to meat, which was to begin with mutter. And now you made it Osir by mixing with milk. But Chelev, which was Osir to start with, it never had Basar B'cholav coming into the equation. That's the. So it's got nothing to do with whether Isra Hana is a separate lingud or learns from a different pasuk. It's got nothing to do with it. The Rambam's language is looking at it conceptually. Conceptually, he posits that the whole issur of Basar B'cholav is to take something which was mutter, the hainu, kosher meat, Okay, regular piece of meat that was mutter. And now you mix them up, you generate a new issa which has both achil and hana. Doesn't matter that it's learned from the same pasuk, it's a byproduct, not. It's separate, good. But it's never going to apply to chela because the whole issa of pasuk chela is not applicable to chela. That's a bit of an entrance. It's a very, very sharp alumnus, I think. Now, the truth of the matter is, later Achronim deal with it a little differently. I think that's a sort of unique, I didn't see others say it exactly the way he said it, that the whole issa of pasuk chela isn't chal, so to speak, on chela. Or on Avela. Okay, that's already also about Chila, so the Torah never applied Pasuk Chala to it. So, in other words, you know, and there's no Issa Hana, and there's also not even Issa Chila on account of Pasuk Chala. You remember correctly, the Rambam, we discussed this also, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Losa said Kuf Pei Zayin, and Kuf Pei Vav and Kuf Pei Zayin. That's printed 34, you should read it over again because you should be familiar with that. We've already referred to it a few times, and it's important. The Rambam there himself, the Rambam, as we know, counts Bishul Bas B'Cholav as one of the separate Taryag, and he counts Achilas Bas B'Cholav as a separate Taryag. We spoke about it at the beginning of the year. Okay? And he asks on himself, you remember this, right? He asks on himself, why am I not counting Hano also? After all, parenthetically, isn't there a separate Limud? Right? The Rambam himself draws a distinction between this Hano on one hand as opposed to Bishul Achilas, even while acknowledging, let's recall, that in the Mishnah Torah, we'll find it, but in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam does quote the more famous limud of three times Lo Sabash Adavi to bring up three surim Bisha Achil and Hana. So once you've done that, so if that's the case, the Rambam asks upon himself, why am I not also counting Isra Hano, right? That's in the second paragraph, the third paragraph actually. He says, "Hine yoda hamaksha, right? Lamaksha sheyiksha v'yomer le'ezer dover manisa Isra Chiloso v'isur bishul shtei mitzvahs below timne Isra Hano mitzvah shlishis." And I'm asking himself, why am I not counting Isra Hano as a separate? After all, it's learned from a separate thing and so on and so forth. Right? I think we discussed it. So the Rambam says basically because Hano and Achila is one inyan. Because Achila mimine Hana. Achila is one type of Hana. All right, and that really fits in with the other thing that she says a little bit, that's totally, the two things are totally connected. But in the Kovet Shiurim, or Chana Wasim in 35, again, hopefully we have time to read through this, the Chelek Bey, you don't have to read through every line, but if you have the free time, especially if you have some time, so take a look. The Kovet Shiurim, Chelek Bey's, Simon Chav Gimel, Oz Yud Dal, and Tesvot, in the Kovet Shiurim, Chana. Okay, no, so Yudali begins, brings the Rambam in the Kudanif law that the Isra Bas Mechalav is not Chal on Chelev as it is by Kodshim, because by Bas Mechalav, Isra Noah is on account of Isra Chilav, okay, and therefore not Isra Mosif, because he says the Kavan of the Rambam is that by Bas Mechalav, Isra Noah is totally in the Isra Chilav. So he actually brings in the parish on the Sefer HaMitzvah. By Hekdesh, as we said before, the Isra of Hano is not connected to Isra Achila. It's its own independent entity. Okay? But, as says O'Chonor, one second, but the Rambam himself says that there was no pasuk, extra pasuk, or there was no separate pasuk for Isra Hano. It's not true, there is. So he doesn't answer like Ibn Ezra, he gives a different tarot, and he says, based on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and a Hanami, there is another pasuk. Good, there is another pasuk. But that doesn't change the fact that the Hana and the Achila are connected deeply to one another, and therefore, if you're you don't get a separate Malkus, it may count as a separate love, you don't get a separate Malkus. So therefore, the same thing over here, it's not going to be qualified as an Issa Mosif. That's in the Kovet Zurim. The Kovet Ha'aris, the Yavamas, as I told you, one of the principal sugyas of Issa Chalas and Yavamas. So 36, the Kovet Ha'aris and Yavamas, Simon Lamed. I was based Gimel Dal. He asked the same question again. Okay, why don't we say that? Actually, he asked it. He asked a little bit differently. He says, "Fakir, why not say automatically that since there's an Issa Hana?" I mean, the same question, just a different way of presenting it. Is why not say the fact that there's an Issa Hana? Okay, on the Chelik. As we've been saying until now, we said, "Well, the Issa Achila is not Chal, so therefore there's no Issa Hana either." Right? That's what we said according to the list approaches. No, it's Achila going to be Chal, no, it's Hano either. He is the other way. Why don't you say that since the Isra'no is Chal, this Achila should be Chal also, the boss will call it. So again, he says, because in his language over here, look in Gimel, that's the key word here. Oh, you put it in bold. Okay, the key word in Gimel.
Shuv Raisi Akush al Rama Shiyashi, the Gabe Post, the call of Isra Anoa, who betold of Misra Achila.
It says a told of, it's a subcategory.
Okay, now that's his word. I mean, it's a moral word, but it's his word here. He says, Isra Achila, this Anoa, is a told of the Isra Achila. In other words, it's a secondary Isra. Similar perhaps what we said in the other Achron Lechemish and Psalm, that it's weaker, but he is operating here, is that it's not going to be Chal at all. Okay, according to the way he works the Rabbi. It's a Tolda. And therefore, now because it's a Tolda, it is an important point. The Isra Achila has to be Chal first. It's only going to be, you're only going to get to the Isra Hanoah if this Achila is Chal first. The only way you can get to the Isra Hanoah, because the Isra Hanoah is a Tolda, the only way you can get to the Isra Hanoah is if this Achila is Chal first. Okay? And in Nos Dalid, he deals with this question, what do you mean there's no separate Pasuk? And then he doesn't accept, like, you know, the nation says, that the Lashon of the Rambam was mistranslated or whatever. Okay, he just erased the Kasha, no separate Pasuk either. Is it a separate Pasuk? Okay, he says, then a Hanami, but there's still one thing, namely, not out of Hanah from Basel Pasuk any way, whether Achila or any other type of Hanah, but the Achila is where it has to start, and therefore there's no Isra Hanah either. That's how he learned. Now, Soloveitchik, in at least two places, discusses this. If you notice, the Rishima Shiurim, where we're writing, is now in Bar Ilan. Okay, so you can actually search the Rishima Shiurim that we're writing here on Yeshiva. You're all familiar with that work, right? There's a number of Masechtas, including Yevamos, including Dharma and Shuas that I have here, including Brachos, including Sukkot. They put it in the Bar Ilan. So in the Rishima Shiurim, in Yevamos, Lamed Beis and Beis, it's Beis and Shin, Beis, that's okay, that I put here. He also quotes the Kudin Flaw, okay, the same thing. And raises the same kasha. He doesn't use the language that, again, every person uses his own style. Okay, he doesn't say that it's a tolda. Okay, he doesn't say that it's a tolda. He distinguishes again between hektish, where the isra is on its own, and basu chala, where it's a function of the achila. But his language is that isra hanoa basu chala is isra tofel. Okay, that's his language. So this is like an ikra and tofel kind of thing. He doesn't say that it's a it's a tolda, quite, but he says it is a tofel. It's a secondary type of isra. You want to see it in size 37, three lines at the bottom towards the end. She iser ha'ana, the bas b'cholav, iser tofel hu, ve'eno me'ikar chalos ha'iser the bas b'cholav. Right, the brisk is talking always about a chalos, not the rough talks about here, right? The chalos is not, it's a tofel, so there's no chalos. And therefore, you can't get malchus ha'ana, and therefore it's not strong enough for it to be an iser mosif. And so again, he doesn't use tolda like a b'cholav, but I think, if I understand it correctly, it's more or less the same, same type of idea. And also, that's the Shina Shirin Yavam Islam base, and the Shina Shirin Adarm Chalik base on the Dharm of Yud Gimel Alav, and Shirin and Zion. He also says, Dir Masa with Karov Lomar, he says that, again, it's like an Issa, it's an Issa Tofel, it's a secondary type of Issa. Anyway, all of these things resolve the Rambam, but we saw two different Halacha L'maisa issues that were, or one, two different positions that are okay, Halacha L'maisa. Does the Rambam fundamentally agree that there is an Isser Hanah? That's how the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah L'melech and the Radvaz, they all learned the Rambam fundamentally accepts the fact that there is an Isser Hanah for Basar Chalab Chalab, Chalab and Chalab, or Nevela and Chalab. The only thing is, it's not strong enough to qualify as an Isser Mosif to also bring in an extra Isser Achila. Whereas, based on the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnah, and again, the Menachem Eibishitz and the Chanan and the Rav, were all explaining the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnah, they seem to say that there's no Isser HaNoah at all. The Isser HaNoah is not even Chal. Not that it's Chal, it's not strong enough, but it's not even Chal. Whatever the reasons are. Okay, hold that thought. I know, if you don't mind, we'll just go a little over because I'd like to finish up this sukkah, so we're done with this. We can start fresh, Bez Hashem, right after the other, and go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So, there's one other thing, an interesting kasha from the pre-regarded. Take a look at source 39, the Rambam, the Hilchas, Avodah Shulchan Aruch, those are Perek Dalet Alocha Beis, or Perek Zayin Alocha Beis, Perek Zayin Alocha Beis. That's where the Rambam writes, Avodah Shulchan, Om Sham Shea, V'tikrova Shulah, V'chol Anas, V'chil, Osir B'hanah, שנאמר לו סבי סבי בסך וכל הנאנה ביחד וכל אלו לא כשתיים אחת ולא סבי אחת ולא יבק בו תביון כל והוא מנחר etc. That's the Rambam posits or clarifies the Isra Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. Now that's a perfect example of an Isser Hanah, which has nothing whatsoever to do with what? The Achila, right? It's not a function of Achila, it's not a secondary, it's not connected to Achila, it's not Tofa, it's not a Tolda, whatever language you're calling it. Isser Hanah from Avodah Zarah is an independent Isser Hanah from Avodah Zarah, and finished. Okay, that's what the Rambam explains over there. Okay, now, in Hilchos Shgagos, Haragvav Alach Adalav, the Rambam writes, Ha'ochel Macholos Harv Mishemos Harv Yehelam Achas, right? Right? You violate different surahs, each one is separate, and so on. He gives a very few examples. One of the things the Rambam says over there, regarding, which is relevant to Yisrael, which includes the case of the our case with the mission priests, in the Skabtsu, Bisur Moser, Bisur Kolel, or Bisur Basachas, Chayva Kol Shein Mishem, like we said, like he said before. And one of the examples he gives again over here is relating to Kachin. Relating to Nenem and Hektish. All right? And why? Why? Because again, presumably, because Isser Hanah here is not a result of something else, it's by itself. Okay? So that's kind of fits into what we said before. The problem is, especially that the Rav learned it, and Rav Chanan learned it, just want to mention that the Isser, I just put these two Rambams in to demonstrate to you that there are places where Isser Hanah is not a function of Achilah. The problem is that both according to, I'm just asking, I have a simple answer, but you can think about it. According to both the Salvation approach, because of this Tofel, or Rav Hanan's approach, because of the Tolda. Yeah, but it's interesting because the Rambam's Lashon in the Perish in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is that Achila is min mimine Hanah. Sounds like if anything, the Tolda of anything, or anything is tough, right? And that's what bothered me a little bit about this whole way of learning, right? Because the simple reading of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is that all kinds of Hanah are Osir, including Achila. Yet the Rav was stressing that the real Osir is Achila and Hanah is Tofel. Rav Chanan said the real Osir is Achila and the Hanah is a Tolda. So in terms of the Lashon of the Rambam, I think it's a little bit different, a little bit difficult. And I think you have to say, I mean, I welcome any stories, but it doesn't change the fact that the Ikar Issa is still Achil. Okay, now again, go back, we spoke about the beginning of the year, the Targum will translate to Osavasha, Osochlum. I think we hinted at it a little bit at the beginning. I'm just throwing it out. In other words, I think you have to say, when the Rambam says that Sefer HaMitzvahs that Achil, the ultimate Issa Achil, in a certain sense perhaps, the ultimate Hanah is Achila, right? You're right, but it's not min mimine Hanah, it is the, with a capital the, right? It's the min mimine Hanah. Okay, it was just a horror. Someone else want to give a sorry. I'm happy to hear it. Okay, but anyway, that's that. One last thing I want to mention again in terms of the Nitzin Kasha raised by the Prim Gadol. The Gadol points out in the Psicha, the Hilchos Basar Chol here, Dibur Masechta Oda Dab there. He refers to the Gemara Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel again, part of that same sugya. Okay, and we touched upon this earlier. He raises the question that even if you hold Einis Uchal Isser, okay, and even if you hold Einis Uchal Isser, nonetheless, there's still even if you don't get Malkus, there's still an Isser. And remember, the Gemara had that Nafkamina Lekovro Ben Rishayim Gemur. Remember that Gemara Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis I have over here. Okay, the case is. A person, again, that's the case I was mixed up and mentioned yesterday by mistake. Two brothers married two sisters. So you chayv eishas af, anachos isha, machlokas v'yosef shimon. Okay, in any event, that's the right? Two brothers married two sisters, so, you know, each one is also both eishas af, anachos isha. Okay, according to Biosi, you get both. According to B'Shem, that according relates to the sugya of Yisrochal Yisro. But in 44, Lama Beis Beis Yevamos, Rava says, Elam Rava, Malan Elav Ke'ilu Osashtayim, Beinu Chayv Alachas. Everybody agrees that maybe only Chayv for one, but it's still, in terms of your scorecard, in terms of your, Erev Kippur now, right? In terms of your Al-Chetz, whatever, in terms of your Tshuva, it's two different actions. And Nafkamina is Lekovar Bein Rishon Gemur, right? There's a din. You're not supposed to bury a Russian next to a tzaddik. You're not supposed to bury, you know, again, how we do that today is not an issue, but you don't, and therefore you also don't bury somebody who is a greater tzaddik next to somebody who is a lesser tzaddik, or someone who is a lower level Russian next to someone who is a higher level Russian. So, That's how Rashi explains, right? That 45, Rashi did want to say, Allah Marofa says, Yuvamas Alabayz and Bayz. That really, less than Yossi Sechal Isser. Okay, not a Sechal Isser, the Isser is Chal, you just don't get punished for it and so on, because he learned that from Sukkim, you cannot Chayash Dei Chatos on one thing, or whatever his love decision is not for us now. But there'll be a Nafkamina, the Kovar Bay Mishan Gemurim. Okay, and Tosa explains not necessarily Rishon Gemurim, but Rishon Kamosa. Tosa Dimas Bain Rishon 46. The Fish ain't called Rasha to Tzadik. Not like Rashi said, but you know, Rashi said sounds like Rishon Gemurim. Doesn't have to be Rishon Gemurim. Fine. In any event, what emerges from that sugya is that there's still an Isser. So the prima, there's still an Isser. Because even if you hold an Isser Chal Isser, that's in terms of the onesh in this. And the whole thing we've been talking about, the Mishnah increases, and the Gemara yesterday in Kedushin the Fine Zion, with you know the Kohen Gadol, with the Almona, with the Kamer Kurush, and so on, it's extra malchus. So, but according to what emerges from the conclusion that Sugi Nivom Islam obeys, is that there's Isser anyway, even if you hold an Isser Chal Isser, you violate an Isser, you just don't get malchus, just the onshin. Ain Isser Chal Isser is only an issue with regard to the onshin. That's what comes out. So, Pim Gadol asks, Pim Gadol, according to the Rambam, okay, even if you hold that you're right, there's no separate pasuk for Isser Hanah, there's no Malkus for Isser Hanah, and so on, but still, there's an Isser Hanah. Now, according to what we learned around the Parish HaMishnah is good, because around, you know, there is still an Isser, but according to the way some, according to the way we learned the Lech HaMishnah and other Rachonim is good, because they said there is Takin Isser Hanah, it's just not strong enough to be qualified as Isser Moshe to bring in also an Isser Achila. But according to what we learned, that it's put all together. The Rambam says it's not even chal. That's the way it looks in the Parish HaMishnah. It's the Prima Gadam is. According to the Rambam says the Parish HaMishnah, the Prima Gadam brings the, you know, brings the Parish HaMishnah. He refers to the Kudin Flaw. Okay? According to the Rambam says the Kudin Flaw, one second. Good. There's no Isser HaNoah mentioned the Pasuk. There's no Malchus and so on. It's not a separate Isser. Good. But there still should be an Isser. There should still be an Isser. Okay, so it's still been Isser to eat this chaylev al tapos of a cholov. Nafkamina lekovro bei Rishon Gemurim. Right, that's the kash of the Prima Gadol. So the Rechonin again deals with that in his Kovetz Har Derin Yevamos and Ov Zayin Eches. The first thing he says, the possibility is that the Rambam when he says ain't Isser chal Isser no, he means the Isser is not chal at all, and that's perfect. Okay, according to that, the Isser is not chal at all. He says forker. The fact the Isser is not chal at all. Say nachanami. Now in terms of the punishment, it won't have enough kaminaris to cover by Rishon Gemurim. You're right. When we say Enes or Chal Isser, it means Enes or Chal at all. Okay, then Ruchonim has another sort of typical Ruchonim that maybe the Onish isn't there, but the Sigma, the reason for it is still this, they still get punished. Okay, we're not going to have time to go into that now. What I do want to mention now, just to, I'm sorry, I'm going a few minutes over, I just want to wrap it up. Just Al Tzvara. Let's see, one last thing there. Ruchonim, we go. What, it comes out, we have several different shittas here with regards to Isser Hanah, Basa B'Cholav, when you're cooking Chelev, and again, Nafkamila Halacha, we spoke when we started with the Dagon Merkava that we mentioned the other day. According to Ramban and the Ran, it looks like Rashi holds that way, okay, there's no doubt that there's an Isser Hanah, Basa B'Cholav, it counts as an Isser Mosif, and therefore, eat Chelev B'Cholav, you will get punished for two things, it's definitely Osir. Okay, according to those we've shown them, it's definitely Osir. Alright, that's what we said, definitely Isser. Not like that. And then we have the sheet of Tosfos, Tosfos Rosh as well, we mentioned again yesterday, it's in the sheets, that, well, no, it's not an Isser Mosif, because it's only a Chumrah, so to speak. It doesn't qualify as an Isser Mosif, but there still is an Isser Hanah, but it's a Chumrah, it doesn't bring the Isser Achil. And then we have the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, the so-called the Kudin HaFlah, where the Rambam seems to say there's no Isser Hanah at all. So, you know, the one is Isser Hanah brings in Isser Achil. Again, according to Ramban and the Ran and Pasuk Rashi, it's regular Isser Mosif. Isser Hanah is an Isser Mosif. It schleps in also the Isser Achila. Good. Then Tosus, kind of in the middle, said, no, there is an Isser Hanah, but it's not strong enough to schlep in. That's we said, some people learned that in the Rambam also. That's how Lecha Mishnah, other Achonim learned in the Rambam. And the third sheet is that the Rambam, the Kudni Flah, seems to say it's no Isser. What's the Svar? No Isser. What should be the Svar behind that? I just want to propose the Svara for your thinking, and again, you can come with your own. So, what should be the Svara? What's going on here? So, it could be that according to the Rambam and Ramban, okay, what's the Pshat of Isser Mosif? Once something qualifies as an Isser Mosif, so it is no longer the part, it's almost going to be like a Hutra and a Dechuya thing. The issue of Ein Isser Chal Isser is removed from the equation totally. In other words, if it's an Isser Mosif, you can't even bring up the subject of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Okay? So therefore, if the Isser Hano is Chal, okay, as an Isser Mosif, so now there is no place to say Ein Isser Chal Isser. That's what Ramban holds. So by definition, once you hold that there's an Isser Hano, and an Isser Hano qualifies an Isser Mosif, so in Mela, it's going to be Mosif Malkus, not like the Rambam, but Mosif Isser Malkus if you eat this chaylev and chol. You're going to get a second set of malchus or bosom of chol. Ein Isser Chal Isser. No, Ein Isser Chal Isser has been eliminated from the equation. Right? Ein Isser Chal Isser has been taken out of the discussion because it's an Isser Mosif. Once Isser Mosif is in the mix, Ein Isser Chal Isser is no longer relevant, and therefore the Ramban, they go all the way. It's an Isser Mosif, therefore Ein Isser Chal Isser doesn't apply, therefore when you eat this, you're going to get Malkus, not only for eating the Vela, or not only for eating Chalev, but also for eating Basel Chal. That's how they learn. Okay, so it's Chal. Okay, but the Rambam may learn, that yes, Isser Hano is Chal. Okay, Isser Hano can be Chal. But the Isser Achila, when you say something is an Isser Mosif, Isser Mosif is an exception. It's not, again, to use the old, the Huchu, it's not that the Ein Isser Chal Isser problem is removed from the equation. The Isser Mosif, the Isser Hano, is an Isser Mosif. Good. So the Isser Hano is going to apply. But as for the Isser Achila, then we go back to Ein Isser Chal Isser. In other words, the Isser Mosif only takes care of that which Isser Mosif is Chal. In other words, the Isser Hano is Chal, and therefore we would say ordinarily, once the Isser Hano is Chal, Memela the Isser Achila should also be Chal, like you say by Kachin, okay? But when it comes to Basa B'chola, since the Isser Hano is only, like those are said, a byproduct of an Isser Achila, so then Memela the Isser Achila can't be Chal. Say it again. The Rambam will hold, it's just a Svara, and you can take it or leave it, but it seems to me that it makes sense. Again, one way to look at it is once you have an Isser Mosif in the mix, then in terms of this discussion, there's no more Ein Isser Chal Isser. So if you have Isser Hano, you believe that Isser Hano is called an Isser Mosif, then it's going to bring along everything. It's going to bring along the Isser Hano and also an Isser Achila. You'll get two sets of Malkas for eating Chalev and Chalev. Not like that. The Rambam, we're trying to get, has this middle position, so to speak, that no, the Isser Hano does, there is an Isser Hano here. There is an Isser Hano here. But he possibly holds that an Isser Mosif does not eliminate the problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Isser Mosif simply says that in this particular instance, so now we're not going to apply Ein Isser Chal Isser. But if there's some reason still to apply Ein Isser Chal Isser, we'll still apply. So Mela, by Kachin, let's say, by O'ol or Shor Nisko, something like that, we have Isser Hano. So then in a Hanami. So the Isser Hano is going to knock out an Isser Chal Isser, and you're going to be a Chayav on Achila as well. But by Bas of Achalav, we have a reason to limit this Isser Hano, right? And we say, or to this Isser Mosif, there is an Isser Hano in place, no doubt. That we said the Rambam agrees. There is an Isser Hano in place. But the presence of that Isser Hano, that Isser Mosif, Ramalan's Isser Mosif doesn't disqualify an Isser Chal Isser. It just pushes it aside. But here, with Isser Hano, we say it's Tofel, or it's a Tov not strong enough, so then the Isser Chal Isser applies. Well, it's a possible Sora. I'm not saying it's. I think, again, the Ramam holds that Isser Achila has to come first. Okay, Isser Achila has to come first, so then you're still left with the problem of Isser Chal Isser. Yeah.
Isn't that more of a Sora that's where
Well, Tosus, I think that Tosus holds that it's not an Isser Mosif at all. That's what Tosus seems to say. But the reason why there's no Isser Hano, does he say there's no Isser Hano at all? Well, no, he holds it in Isser Hano, it's just you don't get Malkus for it. Right? I'm struggling with the Rambam, it's kind of like a middle position. He's trying to. There isn't. I know it exists, but it's not. Anyway, this is a possible. Sorry, you can take it or leave it. But in any event, but I still think what I said before about those three different ways to look at it, is still valid. And just to finish up, the Achronim argue about it also. So you have, we said it to Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Achronim also. So the Dagon Mervava we saw, right? Another Behudah on the page we saw. But he holds that nevela or chela, now to cook in chol, that's also in the rice and you look on bishul. Okay. However, on chila, there's no iser of basar chol. As far as hanoah is concerned, he's going to hold there's no iser hanoah either. Okay, and therefore he says halacha lemaisa, at least Makom Hafsid, there's no iser hanoah here. Okay, you can't eat it because it's chalev, or it's nevela. You can't eat it, but you get hanoah from it. So the nafkamina about pet food, okay, or some other something else like that. I do want to mention again as an aside. I'm sorry, but since we had this already. If you remember the Mordechai and the Avodah Zarah, we had a few weeks ago last week. The Mordechai and the Avodah Zarah, that Mem Aleph on page of the Rif, Mem Aleph. It's Remez Tov Chav Ches in the Mordechai, Mem Aleph on the page of the Rif. If you remember, that was talking about Mamet Gvina, and we talked about God putting curdling cheese in Or Kavis Nevela. So if you remember correctly, the Mordechai there said that if a person is in a diet, that if a possible Chavah became Osir, that's a case of Kovish, right? There's no Bishul, right? There's no Bishul. The milk was sitting in the Or Kavis Nevela. And he says that in such a case, there's no Isser Hanah. Okay, there's no Isser Hanah. We mentioned that, we discussed it. There's no Isser Hanah from that cheese because it's not Derek Bishul Osir Torah. Right? Remember that? It's not there. They're only Derek Bishul. That implication of the Mordechai is if the guy would take a cook it, there would be an Isser Hanah. But yeah, we're talking about Kavis Nevela. So it looks like the Mordechai will argue, the Mordechai would take a say, we're talking about Kavis Nevela. Nevela is Nevela. He would take a say that there is an Isser Hanah on Basu Chala with Nevela. Not like the Dogma, but not like these learning from the Shaman. So I just want to point that out. It may be Machlokas Rishonim, and it is a Machlokas with Akonim, just to finish up in those cases where you had, remember back to the Hanukkah candles. Remember mm-hmm. the candles made out of Basel Chalav material that made the wax, you know, from the candles. So, the Shus Yaakov has a Tshuva Chayot Aleph, and Samach, which I printed on the page here, okay, the Shus Yaakov says that candles which are made out of fat, chelev, which is made out of chema, from the bus, you know, it's chelev, chema, and so it's basal chalav. You're not like those candles or not. So he says, according to the Rambam, well, we learned according to the Rambam, it depends. He said, there's still being Isser Hanah. On the other hand, from the Parish on Mishnah, would appear there's no Isser Hanah. Okay, the Prima Godin, in the Mishnah Sozor, here in Pei Zayin, Sikot and Gimel, learns that there is, the Taka is also another Pesach Tshuva, quotes the Dogma Rav and the Kuruf Law. He points to Chassam Sofer, is also Mahmer, even though the Huda wants to be Mekum, and Chassam Sofer was very, Chassam Sofer was Kafuf, you know, he was very, he disagrees sometimes with the Huda, he held him very, very high. But here he says, you know, it's hard to disagree with the Gom Dog, Al Dogma Rav, but he says, and even though the Rambam in the Kuruf Law implies Taka that there's no Issa Hanah at all, some Sofer says that it's not correct, we have to be manabrah. Okay, then that's how we pass it. I had here interesting, just two interesting tshuvas. Okay, the Beis Yitzchak, Beis Shmeltis, Chelek Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, some Kuf Yud Tes, somebody asked him a question, the Bar HaShela, Echad Shehitip B'Yora, so he made some type of thing, and he made Masos Mashiach Elam and Alayim. I'm just trying to show Halacha Lemaisis, Rachonim dealt with it. They made some type of a shoe polish out of Basel Chalav. I guess I have regular shoe polish, not like that. But anyway, that's what he asked. He says, can you use Basel Chalav, the shoe polish? Okay, Mashikas Min Alim. Okay, and he again quotes this whole discussion around in the Parish Amish, in the Kurim Flaw, and so on. So he concludes also that he feels that there's room to be make of Tefsin Merubo, but if not, you shouldn't rely on it. And I also have the tshuva here. Again, if time to go through, if not, it's not pivotal. Rav Palim, that's the Ben Ish Chai. Rav Yosef Chaim in Baghdad wrote many sarim. The most famous is the Ben Ish Chai. Yeah.
Just a quick question on the Beis Yitzchak.
Yeah.
That the Dagom Rav himself says it's only
because I have said. Right. You're right. He writes, if you look back in your text, Ladina came to Sufik, Shema Halacha, Kapirish, Mishnayas, Pekrisis. Okay, and not, so on, you have other, the Mechavna Amor, others don't seem to include it, so you get it on. I just want to mention the Rav Palim, because it was an interesting shadow, that's all. Okay, he was asked, I'll just find the right words here, he was asked about a case, anyway, so he has the Tshuva, Chelek Yerodei, Chelek Beis, and Zion, the Indian Bishop also called the Kalim,
had some sort of rice which was cooked in a keling. What are they shipped the rice? Does it say over here? They shipped the rice to Singapore. That's the, I don't see the word now, but anyway, he had a shayla about the chema of basar cholam, which was used, and they shipped it off to Singapore in some kind of a cleat from Baghdad to Singapore. And they had some kind of business. Anyway, it's not an interesting shayla. Okay, the last thing on the page is the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Yud Gimel, Simon Pei Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Bei, Sif Yud Bei. Aruch HaShulchan brings the shayla to the Rambam, there's no Isahana, and so on at all. It's not even no Isahana at all. But he actually mentions two important points that I want to leave with. Okay? Because he asked an interesting question. I think some, oh, you asked it before. Okay, you asked it before. What about pre-shulchan? So the Aruch HaShulchan, I said we come back to it, so here we are. Okay, Mamash the last thing. The Aruch HaShulchan, in 56. The Aruch HaShulchan asked, good, you all explain, all had lovely svaras as to why the Isser Hanah, it's not strong enough, it's not, whatever reason, the Isser Hanah doesn't bring in what? An extra Isser Achila. An extra malchus, according to the Rambam. It's tofel, it's a tolda, it's this, if there is no Isra'ana altogether, good, whatever the reasons we have. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, but everybody agrees, the Gemara says, it's an Isra Bishol. So why isn't the Isra Bishol enough to qualify if you're Mevasho Chalev in Cholah, you violate Isra Bishol, that the Rambam himself said. Right? The Gemara says it. I have the Rambam open, so read it. It's a Mevasho B'sar Meisach Ocheo Tzemen. So why isn't that enough, asked the Aruch HaShulchan, to qualify this whole picture as an Isser Mosif, and then Taka you will, right? I mean, that's you follow? Because we have been explaining why till now the Isser Hanor, good, but what about the Isser Bishul?
Yes.
What? Huh?
It's only
down. Oh, so basically the Aruch HaShulchan says,
very good.
So basically the Aruch HaShulchan kind of says, but I'm not sure I understand the question. Everyone understands the question? In other words, why isn't the Isser Bishul, which is Bishul, oh, that's an Isser Mosif, right before, there's no Isser Bishul on Stam Chelet, there's no Isser Bishul on Stam Nevela, so now that the guy cooked it, so now he violated Isser Bishul, so that should be an Isser Mosif, and be strong enough to bring in the Isser Achil as well, all right? So he says, you know, he basically explains that the fact is that the Isser Bishul. So at the time, before the guy cooked it, it's not called basar chol, right? Before he cooked it, there's an isser achila because it's chelik, but there's no isser bishul right now, and it's not basar chol now until he cooked it, right? After he cooked it, so it's like over yom batal karbon, it's cooked already. So in other words, it's not, it's already now cooked basar chol. So it's now not going to be an isser mosif on this piece of chelik. Right? In other words, because once you cooked it already, so the Isser Bishul is already gone. All right, so now how are you going to get Malkus now on the Achila because you cooked it before? That's a stretch. In other words, you want to say that because I cooked it before, yesterday, or it could be 3 days ago, whatever, now I'm going to get Malkus on Achila, that's not an Isser Mosif. Right? It's not together. That's one answer he gives. And the second answer he gives, which I think you can argue with, and it's relevant to us, second answer he gives, the final thing, is that... when it comes to chelat, lemaisa, it was by cooking it, there's been no addition to anything in terms of this piece of chelat itself. The piece of chelat itself, its status has not changed on account of cooking. It's not an Isser Mosif because nothing changed. The piece of chelat was usher before, the piece of chelat was usher now. The only thing that changed with the cooking is you cooked it with milk. So that's an Isser Basar Chalav, good. But that doesn't change, that wasn't on the piece of meat. And it's not on the piece of chelev itself. There's been no isser added by the act of cooking. Right? It's only the presence of the chalav. The isser bishul, you know, did not add anything to... You violate bishul bas v'chalav, yes. But that's because of the presence of the chalav. But it didn't, not because of anything to do with that piece of meat by itself. Okay? So that's what he suggests. Now, based on that, therefore, it's not an Isser Mosif. But we read the Aruch HaShulchan, very, very clear. Therefore, he says, based on that, the same thing is true. You can say the same thing by Hanah. Okay? You know why Isser Hanah may not be considered Isser Mosif? Because again, the Isser Hanah is not added to the piece of Chelev itself. The same logic that he just said by Bishul, we can now apply. The first Teretz you can't because it's the same time.
But the second teretz of Aruch HaShulchan, you could say the same thing with Issur HaNo'ah, right? The Issur HaNo'ah does not impact the piece of the chelet, only also because it's combination with the chol. But on the piece of chelet itself, there's no additional Issur HaNo'ah, so to speak. And that's why it's not called an Issur Mosiv. And therefore, he concludes, at the very end, the last line, he holds there's no peda whatsoever with these neros that are mixed with chema and so on and so forth, because he holds like the Dogam Rav, he's maker like the Dogam Rav. That's what comes out from the Aruch HaShulchan. So you read inside, so the Dogam Rav is not a Das Yachid, the Aruch HaShulchan also assumes like that. However, Halacha L'maisa, most people are mafmir against the Dogam Rav, and again, you have a nafkamina for pet food, nafkamina for goy, for a Jew bringing food to a goy and somebody gets paid for it, so work in a hospital, these kinds of places. And I think the general assumption is that we try to be not give even feed a goy. Again, one of the things that Daniel and Michelle showed me yesterday, last week, the truth of Tzitz Eliezer, maybe the fact that you're getting paid to deliver basal chalav to a goy, maybe that's not called hanoah, because your hanoah is not from the basal chalav. Your hanoah is because your job is a delivery person. Your job, you're a nurse or a doctor or a hospital attendant and so on and so forth. And you get paid every second week from the corporation. It's not you're getting hanoah from this act, right? That's what you said, one of the snip hakam. You're not getting paid, so you can argue that. In any event, I just apologize for going a little bit over. I thank the opportunity. I wish everybody a Marcus and a Tova, a good revenge jar. We should have a tzlocha and a learning, and our davening and Bez Hashem on the kippah should be what it's supposed to be. I'll just end with one, literally a minute and a half thought that I spoke about in the Shuba. Part of a somewhat longer drasha, but I'll mention right now very one point. One of these which we say in the Vidui, in the Kippur, and actually throughout the Sefer Shuvah before, Rosh Hashanah, before we say Vidui, we say the phrase, Avol, Anachlo, Lo, Seinu, Chatanu, right? Ein Anu, Azei, Fonim, Ksharif, Lo, Malach, Anachlo, Shemakenu, Vizim, Tzadikim, Anachlo, Lo, Chatanu, Avol, Anachlo, Lo, Seinu, Chatanu. What's the Avol? Usually Avol means however, but it would appear. And actually, I actually checked today, they're also translated that way. The word Avol sometimes means the emes, the kushla. Look in the Chumash, when Avraham Avinu doesn't believe he's going to have a son. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avol sora ishtecha, lelech lecha ben. Avol b'karsha, what are you talking about? Avol sora ishtecha, targum, translate Avol b'kushta. Kushta means truth. Like we say in Brit Shmei. The law kishod, to Isaac kishod, to Meskam al-Tavon kishod, to the word kishod, kuf shaman, kuf shim, test, and our American truth, emet. So the Targum translates avol, and more dramatically, when the brothers of Yosef begin to suspect all these funny things keep happening, they don't realize it's Yosef and all these strange things happen. What do they say? Remember? Avol, ashenu anachnu alachinu. Avol, ashenu anachnu. We're guilty, right? Avol. And again, the Targum over this says also kishod. The Gemara says Yumadav Peizayin that the Iker Vidui is to say that phrase. That the Gemara has a bunch of different phrases that different Amoraim said as their Vidui, including some which we incorporate in Kippur. Okay, Shalom, Tzarti, and Ikedai. That's in that Gemara. I think that was our Hamnuna, somebody's. We have a few. Take a look at the Gemara Peizayin base where the Gemara discusses Vidui. In fact, we say Vidui 11 times, starting with Mincha, and 5 times each Tzvila. That's Sugya Peizayin base. At the end, it has a few of the paragraphs and phrases that different people say. Sometimes look at Rashi. See what it means. Rabbon Olam, there's a Rabbon Olamim, also that the exact language, but one of them is the Iker, says the Gemara, and that's the Rambam brings the Halacha, Nuchas Tshuva, and also the Shulchan Aruch, Nuchas Yom Kippur, and brings the Iker to say Aval Anachim, or we say Aval Anachim, we say Nechatonim. Why? It seems to me that the definition of Vidui is to acknowledge the truth. Vidui comes about because a person is rebooted, so to speak, or has done what I call my Shabbat just a reality check. Usually, when we do something wrong, we have all kinds of terutzim, excuses, I work at MTA, sometimes I can get some trouble. 11 different reasons why. I thought it was today, I thought it was tomorrow, I was here, I wasn't there. Right? Everyone's got excuses. And we all do that as adults, too. We do that also, right? Everything we do, we're not the wicked people. We thought, well, it's okay, it's not so terrible if I do this, or I do that, or you get wrapped up in the moment, or whatever. We always have terutzim. And sometimes the terutzim are so good we can convince other people, and sometimes we need to convince ourselves. But comes Yom Kippur, there's no more terutzim. That's the definition of vidui. The vidui is bekushtis, to see emes, is to re
Sometimes we make our various, because our whole premise is wrong. Most of the time, the whole premise was wrong. We would stop and think what we're doing. But the premise is, it's okay, it's a separate situation, I really need to do this now. In the long run, it's good, and then better down the road. Whatever terrorism we all have. I mentioned, we studied about the Holocaust. You know, what happened in the Holocaust? Every German became a vicious person overnight? You know, the members of the Nazi Party, they weren't all, yes, there were plenty of hooligans and ruffians who just joined in for the fun of beating people up. There aren't such people on earth, the gangs or whatever else. Yeah, okay. But there were many intelligentsia, many of the upper class, including professors and so on. How do they justify it? So you study the period, you see, because they became convinced this was right for the German people. That they not that they lost all the morality in one day to the next, it's not impossible to suggest such a thing. Regular people all of a sudden became immoral. The answer is they justified all these things to themselves, that for the greater good, whatever. We're guilty different ways, and the same thing. Everything we do, we justify. Then we have to look back and say, no, some of the premise is wrong. The Targum Yonason says on the Pasuk and Parsha Vayechi, Yehuda, Atayo Ducha Achecha. Right? Yehuda is the same word, Moda, Vidur, it's all the same word. We'll talk about another time, Hodah. Hodah by admitting, and Hodah by thanks, the same word. Hodah is Baldin Kanei Hodah, right? Moda mixes, Moda Knaf. Hodah means to admit, it also means to thank. The two things are not separate, they're the same. Because in order to thank somebody, you have to admit that somebody helped you. You have to admit that somebody did something. Now it's really connected in many ways, which maybe we'll talk about some other time. But I think it's important. So Yehuda, Toya, Yucha, Checho, so the Targum on that pasuk of Vayechi says, Yehuda, you were moda by the chait of Tamar, right, by the story of Tamar, right, you were moda, so therefore, all the Bnei Yisrael are going to be called from now on Yehuda, after you, we're all called Yehuda, right, why are we called Yehuda, not all from the same Yehuda, right, we don't know what shape we're from, but we're not all from the same Yehuda, the Kohanim and Levim know what shape they're from, but they're not from Yehuda, the Jews are called Yehuda, throughout the Gil Sester. Right, the Ish Yehudi Hayim Shushan Abira, Moshe Mordechai Ben Yerubin Shemekish, Ish Yemini. Ish Yemini is from Binyamin, which he was. So why is he called Ish Yehudi? Okay, all the Jews, it's not Megillah says about Yehudi, Moshe Mordechai Ben Yerubin Shemekish, called Yehudi, and so on. Right? So the Yemet Tam Tarek Nelis, what he says, we're called Yehudi, we have to Yehudi, because he admitted. That's a basic idea, to admit the mistake. So Yehuda, what did he say? He said, Sod Kamimani. What revelation came upon Yehuda? The revelation that came upon Yehuda at that moment was his whole premise was wrong. He thought this Tamar, Stamas, so she was loose and what. Then she says, in a Hakenoi, I showed up the sticker, whose is this? And he realized, oh boy, you know, my whole premise was wrong. My whole premise was mistaken. That's what generates Vida. That's what Vida is about. Admitting something is realizing that everything you thought up until now was not really correct. So that's, I think, a little bit of insight to Vida and why we stress, Avo, Anachnu, or Anachnu, Senu Chatala, Avo, Bekushta, truth, here's the truth. So we should have the schus and the kippur to be modar on us, right, to recognize the truth, and for the Baruch Hu should give us all the gemachas and the Torah and the Mishnah.